grew up in the Eastern time zone. I now live in the Pacific time zone. And what's weird, living out there, when anybody from the Eastern time zone leaves a voice message, they always feel they have to compute the time difference. I'm always getting messages, hey, Brian, it's 4 o'clock my time. That's 1 o'clock your time. Oh. I know what time it is where I am. I have a friend who does that all the time. He recently left this message. Brian, do me a favor, call me back. I'm going to be out for about 20 minutes my time. That's just call me back. When I was a kid, it was weird learning about time zones, learning that there were 24 around the world. I looked at a globe and saw all the lines met at the top, and I thought, what time is it up there? Could you put your hand on the pole and walk around? 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
WRJN. And today, Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte are back bringing those great baby boomer memories for us of growing up in Racine, as they do once a month here on WRJN. And their programs have been held at the Golden Rondell and elsewhere. And now we're going to talk about Scoop in the Loop. These are great 60s and 50s memories. They're great decades to grow up. And you know what, though? I'm thinking back, it wasn't the greatest time to grow up. Everybody had their problems, but you look back and you don't remember the bad times, remember the good times. And that's what we're going to do right now. Remember the good times. Scoop in the Loop. We're going to hear all about that. And we found out something very interesting today. Scoop in the Loop is not necessarily from Racine, because our research department here at Civic Media found out they scooped the loop in Iowa as well. So maybe it's a Midwestern thing. Carol and Jimmy here. Let's go with it. This is good stuff.
Well, thank you, Don. Yes, we all went scooping back in the 50s and 60s. And if you were younger in age, that's something you would remember, because it was always a fun thing to do, usually on a Friday or Saturday night.
And it meant summer, Jim.
Yes.
Summer was scooping the loop.
Yep.
And it was downtown. And downtown, I mean, that was, of course, the destination. For one thing, everyone was there. We had the stores, we had pool, we had bowling, we had even doctor's offices. I mean, and we had the dance clubs. So, of course, you had to scoop downtown. And our research department has found out other important facts of, too, why it was downtown that we will touch on later. But what Jim and I are drawing on, too, is a program that we did do at the Golden Rondell a few years back about all the entertainment we did have downtown in the 50s and 60s. And we called that program A Blast from the Past. And really, when you think a blast, that was scooping the loop, because think of those horns, Jim.
Oh, my gosh.
Everything, yeah. And the music, yeah. Everything was blasted.
So you guys wear black leather jackets when you did all this? And,
you know, more like white T-shirts, probably.
A little devil heads on your antennas on the car.
Well, we didn't know about Fonzie yet, did we?
No.
He wasn't in existence yet.
Well, every city had a Fonzie.
Yeah.
Well, we were really so innocent as we've gone over this. Wouldn't you say? I mean, we were innocent.
It was just innocent fun is what it was.
Yeah, Scoop in the Loop was taking your car and just driving in a loop through downtown over and over and over, wasting gas, but at 25 cents a gallon.
That's right.
Who cared?
That's right. Yeah. Well, we uncovered a few facts about scooping. Of course, it was held downtown. And like Carol said, that's where all the action was. People were all over the sidewalks. I mean, we had the theaters downtown. We had all those big stores, Zons and Pennies and everything. So people were everywhere. And that's what scooping was all about, to see and be seen. Usually we went scooping on a Friday night and sometimes Saturday nights, but mostly on Friday. I mean, Friday nights, people got out of work or maybe school or whatever, and they just wanted to do something fun. So Racine's Main Street, of course, was ideal because it had two lanes in each direction. And that was perfect for racing from a red light. When that turned green, that's the first thing we would do. And it was mostly a summer activity, but, you know, it extended to the spring and to the fall as well. And it usually lasted until twilight. And this was mostly a guy's thing, but there were women who drove cars as well. I think Carol knows somebody.
Well, looking at Jim's postings on Retro Racine, that Facebook site, and others, when Jim on Sunday posted about Scooping the Loop and that we would be on Don's program this morning, there were an awful lot of comments from gals.
Oh, yes.
Now, they didn't necessarily say they were the drivers, mm-hmm. but it made me say they sure knew what was going on. We gals were part of Scooping the Loop. Mm-hmm. And I took it for granted that more were drivers than we realized. Mm-hmm. But when Jim and I did the program at the Golden Rondel, and it's been the case with another couple programs, we introduced on stage who we call our comedy team. And the comedy team happens to be Marcia Connett and Joe Pavkovich. Like, they took us to the outdoor and how we acted as teens at the outdoor. And they took us at the Rondel Scooping the Loop. And Marcia was quite hysterical because she was a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained to the audience how she learned to drive stick shift while scooping the loop.
Mm-hmm.
That was a feat. And she also told us how her mother drove the car for herself and her girlfriends sometimes. Now, what mothers were scooping the loop for their teens? That was quite the mother.
Yeah, for our Golden Rondel program, we did a little research, and we uncovered some of these facts here. The route. I'm going to give Don this map here, but we're going to explain a little bit on the route. We would usually start, just for an example, we'd start by the maybe the post office or Hotel Racine and proceed north. Now, we counted 11 different stoplights, and we'll get into that later because that was perfect for racing. We would proceed north past the Venetian and Rialto Theater. There'd be a lot of people walking that block. And, of course, we'd go past Penny's, Idols. And then, of course, we'd see our friends at the Ivanhoe. You have to honk and wave at them. And then you turn left on State Street. And you want to get back on Main Street right away because that's where all the action was. That's where all your friends were. So right away on Wisconsin, you get back on Main Street and then proceed south. And then, of course, you'd see your friends at the Nitty Gritty and drive past the dime stores and then Monument Square. And then some of us would go hang a right on 6th Street to Wisconsin and get back on Main Street by turning left on 7th. Others would just keep on going south on Main Street and turn left on 7th and get back on Main Street by the old Hotel Racine. And Carol and I actually tried scooping, and it took us exactly 5 minutes. So it wasn't that long of a procedure, but it sure was a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, when we did that, Jim, a few years back,
mm-hmm.
when we found out it was 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
I know, I was astounded.
Well, it felt like an hour when you did it back then.
Well, it left such a great memory that in retrospect, you think it was a much bigger time out of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was just 5 minutes
make
a round.
Yeah, but you did it over and over and over and over and over.
That's right.
Uh-huh. And by the way, do you have mufflers on your cars or no?
Well, we're going to get to that.
Oh, the mufflers? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
30 miles an hour, of course, was the accepted speed limit. Of course, when you get to a stops, a red light, and a light turned green, then it was a little bit more than 30 miles an hour. You ask the guy next to you, hey, you want to run? And then,
And here we were, as you pointed out, with two lanes going in each direction downtown. It's perfect, as you said, for racing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I noticed again on Retro Racine, just posting lately, watching Jim and others, there is the most fantastic picture of downtown Racine showing beautiful color, a view of the stores, But the cars, the beautiful cars in the middle, mm-hmm. each going. And it's just a perfect scene. So if you want to look at that picture and get it for yourself, it's Retro Racine.
Yeah, and there's a number of other sites out there.
We're scooping the loop with Carol and Jim this morning here at WRJN. And I like the way they're talking about these cars and everything. Jim couldn't get his lights off in the car this morning. And he's talking about scooping the loop. All right, more coming up here. Local news and time. Let's hit to WRJN. All right, we're scooping the loop. Janet Dean, little old lady from Pasadena, WRJN, local news and timeless hits this morning. Carol Gianforte and Jim Messira here. We're talking about growing up in downtown Racine. Not growing up in downtown Racine, but growing up in Racine and scooping the loop. And we talked about the route from like where the post office is all the way up to State Street and around and around and around, burning gas at 25 cents a gallon, yeah. annoying the people in the neighborhood with their loud cars, the raucous screaming, mm-hmm. the poodle skirts, the saddle shoes, mm-hmm. and Jim Basir in his black leather Hell's no. Angels jacket.
Well, when I think of being downtown and why we were scooping downtown, where all the action was, I think of those hot summer nights, really hot summer nights, and standing outside, not scooping, standing outside with girlfriends outside of the Nitty Gritty or the Ivanhoe.
And what's a Nitty Gritty? What was that?
The Nitty Gritty was a dance club. Mm-hmm. And I should say, Jim, do you remember, was it a dollar to get in?
I think it was a dollar. Yeah.
Now, was that just north of 4th Street?
That's where the Main Street Bakery is right now.
Oh, okay.
Now.
All right. Yeah. See, we got to know that stuff.
Well, this is important because there didn't seem to be any fire codes in operation. I mean,
it was bad. Well, there probably were, and you just ignored them.
Yeah.
But we were ignored.
Yeah.
I mean, it was shoulder to shoulder. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No air conditioning, of course.
No.
You know?
No.
And when we were getting ready for our Golden Rondelle, the program held there, mm-hmm. about scooping,
yeah.
and summer in the city, we went down to the Main Street Bakery and measured that bakery. It's a nice bakery. It is tiny. It is tiny. And I don't know how many people we had in there.
It was wall-to-wall
It
people.
Was wall-to-wall, hot.
It seemed so big back then, didn't it?
Yeah.
We knew we were crowded, but we couldn't believe now how tiny it was. And then the Ivanhoe across the street.
Yeah.
And there had been a few other venues, and there had been the Y dances. But to line up at the Nitty Gritty, I can just see and feel those hot summer nights with all the noise from the band, but the cars and waving.
Honking, waving.
Everyone had to
yelling.
Wave and honk.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet it was so innocent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But where were the police? I mean, they let us do this.
Why weren't they locking us up?
They let us do this.
You're right. There were probably fire laws on how many people you can put in these buildings, and you just packed them.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't as crowded as you remember it to be. You think so? No, you remember? Okay.
It was packed.
Good point, but it was pretty jammed and hot.
All right.
But our antics, Jim, on top of it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The one I remember the best was peeling out from, that's a term you don't hear anymore, peeling out from a red light, maybe drag racing the guy next to you. like I said before, if you're by there, a red light, you'd ask the guy next to you, hey, you want to run? And most likely he would say, yeah. And then the fun starts. Then the screeching tires. And of course, we had the horns blasting away. The radios were blaring.
That's the best part. Yeah, keep that radio blaring.
Right.
Got to have that.
That's right, yeah. Loud engines, of course. Shifting gears. A lot of us were even hanging out of the open windows, you know, calling to friends.
No seatbelts.
No seatbelts at all.
No.
But there were so many of your friends walking down Main Street, no matter where you were, by the theaters, by the dance places, dime stores. You knew, you know, half the people down there, and the fun was just to yell at them and say, hey, you know, like I said, the fun was to see and be seen. And
hey, good looking, what's cooking?
That's right.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Speaking of the radios blaring,
yeah,
our two favorite stations.
Yes.
WOKY.
Yep.
Dick Biondi. That was 92 on your radio dial.
AM dial, right.
And then Bob Berry. At 89? It was 89, wasn't it?
No, he, Bob Berry was in it. Bob Berry was on WOKY, WRIT, yeah.
Yeah, WOKY was Bob Berry. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, WLS was Dick Biondi.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I'm remembering those wrong. WLS was Dick Biondi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was
okay.
Also WCFL, which was a rock station back then.
In Chicago,
too.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we heard those stations with the great songs.
And Bob Berry's still around. I had him on the air with me not too long ago.
Yes, you did.
He wrote
a book. You did.
Yeah, he still sounds great. He sounds like Bob Berry.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He hasn't changed one iota. And we'll have him back again when I finish reading his book. He's going to come back on the air with us.
Yeah. Good, good, good.
Oh, geez, yeah. And then, of course, we had the Reverberators. Sure some of you guys will remember them. It was kind of like an echo, and that would simulate stereo. It created a slight delay between the speakers, and it added to the radio sound. That was really, a neat thing to have.
So it was kind of like a vibration sound, wasn't
it? Yeah, a little bit.
When
you
hear reverberator, kind of vibration?
Yeah, like an echo type thing. And the police were very tolerant, you know, unless you were going, 60 miles an hour down Main Street, I think they'd pretty much leave you alone.
The statute of limitations is up now.
Did you ever see anyone picked up?
No, I've never seen anybody pulled over there. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, cars, they were all important, no matter what kind of car you had. And cars in that decade were so important. There were songs, so many songs about cars.
And we're going to get to those in just a moment.
Okay.
We're waiting with bated breath.
We got a quick news break here. And we got Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier here. We're talking about Scooping the Loop in downtown Racine. What year are we talking about here?
Mid to late 50s and 60s and early 70s.
Okay. All right. So decade of Scooping the Loop.
Couple.
All right, more coming up with Jim and Carol in just a moment. Local news and timeless hits, too. And right now, we've got some news straight ahead for you at WRJN. We're Scooping the Loop with Carol and Jim this morning. Carol Gianforte and Jim is here. Scooping the Loop back in the 50s, 60s, early 70s, downtown Racine, taking your car, stealing your parents' car, and just driving over and over and over through downtown. And when you do this on the weekend or was it
Friday nights, usually Saturday nights as well.
Oh, I already got a break on weeknights then, I guess. Huh?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We were studying very hard.
Studying.
We were at the library.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I can imagine you're studying very hard. Okay. So we talked about now we're getting to the cars that you guys drove.
Well, if you were fortunate to have some of these cars that you just played here, Don, the Mustang, Cobras, GTOs, Corvettes. I mean, you were king of the road.
Well, if you had a Corvette, you had a lot of money.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. But a lot of us just had, like you said, the parents' car or whatever. It wasn't always muscle cars. There were even Volkswagens, station wagons, old wrecks, anything just to get scooping in. And a lot of us didn't even feel embarrassed if you drove the family car. You just had to get out there and go scooping and see all your friends.
And the scenes of these cars, Jim, I mean, the colors.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Red, aqua.
Yellow, every color you could think of.
And the chrome.
Yep.
White wall tires,
Of course. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There were a lot of 57 Chevys, of course. That was an easy car to customize. I think that was probably one of the most popular cars.
With those big flames on it?
Well, yeah.
The orange flames.
Yeah.
Now, when I met my husband at 17, he had a 57 Chevy, red.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you married him?
I think it figured into it, yes. But, not knowing about its classic style, that got sold probably for nothing.
Oh, yeah. I used to drive a red 54 Chevy convertible back in the mid to late 60s, and that was my pride and joy. And in 1969 or 1970, I sold that for $100. Oh, biggest mistake I ever made. But we were very, we liked to soup up our cars. And, of course, we waxed and polished them all the time before we went scooping, just so people would notice your car.
I think some girlfriends would sit in the guy's driveway.
Oh.
Just watching him wash it, wax it.
So what did you guys wear when you were doing this?
Well, I'm going to get, for gals, I was going to get to that.
Okay, we're going to get to that. All right, we'll get that.
Going to the nitty gritty or the
get closer to that microphone.
Getting to the nitty gritty. Yeah. I mean, we put a lot of thought into what our outfits were going to be. And, being hot summer nights, shorts, tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But we had the downtown stores, but I got myself thinking on the north side, I would walk up to Zayers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, you know, now I'm a little sad about how we put the downtown eventually out of business. But Zayers, and you could just look at these racks all by yourself and pick out something for the outfit for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And Turnstile was on the other side of town.
Yeah.
But girls, we also had to pay a lot of attention to our hair.
Oh.
Because we had the flip, the bubble. We had a lot of hairspray. We maybe had rollers in the night before, you know. So we were ready, or were trying to be ready for a great night out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe seeing our guy come into the nitty gritty then.
Oh, yeah.
Ivanhoe. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the guys wanted to be cool. I guess the girls did, too. And I remembered guys were scooping a loop, looking for chicks. That's how it used to be. A lot of times you'd ask a girl if she wants to go for a ride, and in many cases she would say yeah. But I think what we used to remember the most was just waving at your friends and calling them by name, and it was just a wonderful time to be with your cars and being downtown with all your friends, all being in one location, having fun.
Well, to be a little more realistic, too, to throw that in, the cost of all this.
Yes.
Now, on the Retro Racine site, I was reading some of the comments about ways to get gas. If you weren't going to pay for it, even though it was just 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Siphoning gas?
Yeah, siphoning it, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Oh, jeez.
Now, I had to do it with my lawnmower sometimes. I didn't have gas. I go to my father's car, and you stick a hose in there.
Yeah.
And you got to suck it.
Yeah.
And you got to get it off your mouth. Well, you get a mouthful of gasoline.
Yes.
And it's happened a few times.
Oh, yeah.
You go,
oh.
And then you could pour it in. But sometimes you get the gasoline in your mouth, and you can't get the taste out for all day long. It's stuck in your mouth.
Just don't smoke after that.
Yeah. Oh, Jim. But weren't there a couple gas stations downtown?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what are the gas stations
there
downtown?
There were two gas stations downtown, both a standard station, one on the north end, one on the south end. One was just before the Main Street Bridge on the east side as you're heading north, and the other one was just across from, at that time it was the library, but now it's the museum. There was a standard station there, too.
Really? A gas station right there?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, both standard stations, so you had no problems with, getting gas. You easily just pull into one of those stations and fill up, and, you know, you take a collection with all your friends. Everybody chips in, a nickel, a dime.
Yeah, cough up that nickel.
Yeah, right. Every nickel counts.
Now it's give me your credit card.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, and I think, again, mentioning Retro Racine, that Facebook site, there is a picture just in the last day or two about one of those gas stations, and the person who posted it said, right now, the police building is on that. So that's 7th.
Oh, okay.
It's a nice picture of the standard gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful picture.
Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah. I think it was the owner was Honeycutt or something like
good.
That.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Honeycutt standard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
We did have an evening plan, though.
Okay, well, I explained how we gals, maybe we were in high school, had a summer job, but we were definitely planning our moves for the night, how we were going to look, and maybe we would go down with girlfriends, but maybe hoping to get a ride home from somebody. We were waiting for this special guy, and I did learn that, believe it or not, a person, my friend, the other day, Connie Aiello, told me that one of her relatives Diane Aiello married someone, meeting him, scooping the loop.
Oh.
So this is Diane and Ken Thunhorst, who I still need to call and find out about this.
You think they're still married?
64 years and still married.
And they met scooping the loop. All right, we're talking to Jim and Carol this morning. We're scooping the loop. Memories of downtown Racine in the 50s, 60s, early 70s. Keep it right here for local news and timeless hits and more talk with Jim and Carol coming up in a moment at WRJN. Hi, Jim and Carol here. We're talking about scooping the loop in downtown Racine, growing up as a rowdy teenager. By the way, how old were you people when you were doing this stuff?
16, 17, 18, 19.
You were able to drive a car at 16?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
State of Wisconsin didn't know what mistakes they were making back then, huh? 16 years old, you can drive a car, huh?
Yeah.
You got your temps at 15.
Whoa. Where I was, he had 17 if you took driver's ed. If you didn't take driver's ed, it was 18.
But while we were listening to the news here and talking to Don, we learned, and we do feel sorry for you, Don. Don's growing up on the East Coast, they did not scoop the loop.
No, no scooping the loop.
Don.
No, no. There was no loop to scoop. We didn't have a loop. We had a downtown area, but it wasn't really.
Because you usually chime in with things that you did. But you've been quiet about that.
Well,
you did not scoop.
No, we didn't. There was no scoop in the loop on the Long Island Expressway and the Southern State Parkway. And no, there was no scoop in anything.
Well, the evening itself, then, to kind of put this together, some guys or gals scooped and just maybe ended up at a drive-in, like NW. Sometimes the scooping ended, parked somewhere downtown, went into the nitty-gritty, the Ivanhoe. So sometimes we certainly met. So that was the evening, just scooping or meeting, like we hope that guys and gals meeting.
Well, from a guy's standpoint, the ultimate final destination, of course, would be trying to get a girl maybe you just picked up over to the point. And I think everybody who grew up in the 50s and 60s knows what the point is. Don, I don't know if you do or not. That's Wind Point watching the submarine races over there.
No, you have a lighthouse?
Yes, everybody went to the point. And people always ask us, well, why did scooping eventually, you know, die away? A lot of reasons.
Because you got old.
Well, yeah. That's
true. We came to our senses in some respects.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I guess we figured downtown was changing.
Downtown was changing.
People the theaters, weren't there.
Right. The theaters closed back in the late 60s, early 70s. A lot of the big department stores closed.
Yeah.
Maybe the dime stores, some of them closed too. So people weren't walking around anymore. It wasn't fun anymore.
Yeah.
It still was fun to take your car downtown, but you just couldn't see anybody that you would want to, you know, yell to and wave
to.
Big
Friday nights had changed.
And that was half the fun, seeing people.
Now people are home watching TV.
And that was true,
and
too.
And streaming movies on Friday night.
Right. Yeah.
There's more things to do than there were back then, though.
Yeah.
But even in the 70s, it was ending.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
But now you still scoop the loop occasionally, Jim.
Oh.
Tell us about that.
Well, on one of the recent First Fridays, my sister Kathy has a friend, John, who has a 55 Chevy. And we decided to scoop the loop earlier this year. And there were one or two other cars actually scooping, older cars. And it was just like, it was all of a sudden 60 years ago. Here we were again scooping the loop in an old car. Like time just stood still, and it was just so much fun and memories. All that was missing was the other cars, of course, and the crowds there. But we still had a lot of fun
with your catalytic converters and your air conditioning in the car, and your seat belts and harnesses,
right?
And your headlights that must be on.
Absolutely, yeah.
So inside of our bodies right now reside those teenagers
inside our minds.
Well, that's
inside.
Great. Right. That is great.
Yeah,
that is really good.
Yeah, but the vibrant downtown that used to be back in the 50s and 60s was changing, and that affected, of course, scooping the loop. Eventually, it just caught up with that. But I see the downtown is coming back again, so maybe scooping will come back someday. Wouldn't that be great?
Not at $3.50 a gallon. It's not coming back.
Matt, maybe some of the classic car clubs have done this or contemplated too.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. When you see the 4th of July parade and the classic cars come down the street, in your mind, you can imagine it happening downtown.
Sure.
They bring all these cars from the 50s and 60s down through the parade route.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that'd be great to get into your 57 Chevy again and rev up that engine and peel out from a stop-and-go light. And
hitting an orange barrel.
Yeah, hitting an orange barrel. Turn the radio up and scoop the loop one more time.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, you know, this is like a Twilight Zone episode I saw called Kick the Can, where everybody's remembering back, and then they, all of a sudden at the end, they became kids, literal kids again.
Oh, yeah.
Except the one person.
Yep.
Who was fighting them the whole time and said, stop living in the past.
Yep.
He remained an old man.
Yes.
But all the other children,
and he
all the other
it.
Adults became children again, and they were living their life. I cry when I see that episode.
Well, you know what? What is so wonderful is, like on the radio, but Retro Racine mentioning it again, these are memories that we each hold, but they're shared memories. All we have to do is mention a phrase to our friends or people from our era. And it's on automatic sharing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Our roots in Racine. They're shared memories.
Our what in Racine?
Shared memories.
No. Roots or roots? We had a big discussion. Is it roots?
Roots
or roots?
And roof and roof. We've been working on that. Now, next time, Jim, and thank you, Don, for letting us come back today
pleasure.
And in the next
love
month.
It. Yep. Love it.
We're going swimming next time.
Oh, is this the one with the pool by the...
Park pool.
The park pool.
Yep.
You know, after you did that, we went over there.
Oh.
And I didn't grow up here. My wife grew up in the area. But it's so sad. Because, you know, we spoke to a friend of ours, a very good friend, who used to go to the pool. And the old A&W, the building is still there.
Yeah, I know.
It's not, you know, it's abandoned.
It was a church or something. But
a church owns it, I guess. Yeah. Hey, church group.
But I think the building I saw, it was abandoned.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was saying, well, we used to go from the pool, walk over to the A&W.
Yes.
The pool is gone. The area is still there. I mean, they grew like a garden, not a garden, but like a greenhouse is there now where the school is. And... I don't know. You know, I went back to my old, I have a high school Facebook page, and we had like 970 people graduating in our class, 4,000 in the high school. High school's gone. The building is still there, but it's not a high school anymore. They use it for something else. My middle school is gone. That's just abandoned. It's just closed down. There's nothing there. Mm. I mean, you see these pictures of your old schools, and they don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Very eerie and sad.
Yeah, well, again, the high school building is used, but it's not a high school.
Mm-hmm.
They found a use for it. But you know what? Mm-hmm. The people in my hometown grew older, and the kids, you know, when I grew up, there were young families, and the young families got older, and there was no use for all these high schools anymore.
Yeah.
So they have one high school now, and they have one middle school, and they have a couple of grammar schools.
Mm-hmm.
And is it elementary school or grammar school? What do you guys say?
Elementary.
Yeah.
Elementary school. I was going grammar school.
Well, we keep in mind that life is just great today.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that the past was perfect, but we sure love the memories.
Oh, and it
was.
With you two hellions running around causing trouble and mayhem.
So next month, get your swimsuits on. We're going to all swim out to the island at the old park pool.
And we'll bring a little rubber pool in here so you guys can splash a little bit in the studio. Well, thank you, guys. I love when you guys come in. And I appreciate you doing this is the audio version of a visual presentation. Because when you do it at the Golden Rondelle, there's a big, huge screen. There's pointers. There's everything going on, and it's a big crowd there. It's always sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And you do how many shows at a time?
Five.
Five shows, and it's sold out every time.
Yeah, yeah.
My mother used to go to this.
I remember her.
She used to go. And, of course, she didn't grow up here, but just watching other people, they brought back her memories. Mm-hmm. One last thing. We used to have something on our apartment building in the Bronx called Tar Beach. And you got to see it. I can show you a picture when we get off the air. You know, the roof of these apartment buildings are tar. They tar the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And in the summer, you bring beach chairs up there, you bring a little rubber pool or whatever, and you sit up on the roof with your kids, and it's called Tar Beach, because where are you going to go? You're in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my mother used to bring us up there on the roof with a little baby pool, and she used to bring her chair up. No elevators. You had to walk the steps up to the roof, and all the people in the building were up there. It was like a beach.
Mm-hmm.
They called it Tar
Beach.
Tar Beach in the Bronx. Yeah. Hey, thank you, guys. Jim Basir, Carol Gianforte, thank you guys for coming in. Hey, it's local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Right now, I've got some news for you.